Well, Father, I just want to thank you this morning for this opportunity that we have just to come together, Father, and perhaps be a little more lighthearted and joyful. And we just want to commit this time to you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just put this up here. I think I referred to it once before, but I saw it in a newspaper, if you can remember what newspapers are these days, that these students in Tokyo learning to smile again. And the suggestion is that it was all the mask wearing during the pandemic, of course, that, and they needed to learn, or they were learning again how to smile. And life's a bit like that sometimes, isn't it? That actually we go through things where perhaps the smile disappears. You know, it's hard to conjure up and any sense of joy or whatever because of circumstances. It can be difficult. And so, as I say, life can be like that. Okay, a definition. What's it a definition of? To emit explosive, inarticulate sounds of the voice. This is what most preachers are like, I think, isn't it? You know, to emit explosive, inarticulate sounds of the voice, generally with a smile, heaving of the sides and other bodily movements. So what's it a definition? Laughter, well done. Just there we are. Yeah, definitely of laughter. Okay, another question for you. Okay, which of these two versions is correct of this verse without looking it up, of course? The second one. Yeah, so the alternatives were God richly gives us everything to endure, and there may be times when it feels like that we're going through certain things that life throws at us. But the truth is that it is God richly gives us everything to enjoy. Hallelujah. Another definition of laughter, one that I felt the Lord just spoke to me really for an emphasis today, was expressing an exuberance of joy. Expressing an exuberance of joy. And I was just reading this morning, if you remember the 10 lepers that Jesus came across. And it says in the account in Luke that they called to him from afar, Lord, have mercy on us. And can you imagine the sadness and in that cry? You know, there they are, terrible disease, cast out, don't see their family, all the rest of it, such a condition. And they cry out, Lord, have mercy on us. And of course he does. And no wonder that the guy comes back, the Samaritan, as it happens, comes back and praises God and gives thanks. What joy he must have been feeling at that time, that he would have wanted to give such glorious praise to God. So laughter is great, isn't it? I mean, it is great. And I'm pleased to say we do quite a bit of it here, which is great. And is it spiritual? So it's one thing going, isn't it, you know, see a comedian or a funny film or whatever, laughing while you're having a cup of coffee. Is it spiritual? One thing we can say for certain is that joy is. Let's just have a look at in Luke 15. Oh, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one repentance than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. And then verse 10, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Isn't it amazing? There's great joy in heaven. Great joy. Joy is something that exists in heaven all the time. And in the presence of the angels, of course, means that God himself is rejoicing. This is God himself expressing great joy. Great joy. So we know that joy is definitely a spiritual thing. But what about laughter? Let me just quote to you, read to you, something written in the Llanelli Mercury in 1904 during the Welsh Revival. And Evan Roberts is quoted as saying this, oh, it is glorious What I want for the people is to know the joy of religion. Remember, it's, you know, that they used that expression at that time. Religion was never intended to make a man gloomy. It should be the happiest thing in life. Our fathers, and thank God for them, were saintly men, but were gloomy and melancholy, as though their religion was a sore trial to the flesh. What they missed was the joy of our Lord, trying to find joy in pleasure. It will find that the only real pleasure in life is in the following of our Lord and Master. And then again, in the South Wales Daily Post in November 1904, the reporter, who's obviously been to meetings, gives this eyewitness statement. Mirth, actually mirth and laughter. He, that's Evan Roberts, smiles when he prays, and he laughs when he exhorts. Amazing. Amazing, wonderful stuff. And I'm reminded of a story that Roz's husband, Roger, told many years ago when he was on one of his ministry trips. And he met there a friend who he'd known for a while. And this guy, they were chatting, and this guy said to Roger, "I don't think I'm baptized in the Spirit. You know, I've been prayed for several times, but I don't speak in tongues." And Roger, as I say, known him for a while, says to him, "You're as much baptized in the Spirit as I am." And Roger was, obviously, of course. And so Roger said to him, "Let's both be quiet before the Lord for a few moments." And so that's what they did. And then sat quietly before the Lord. And then, you know what it's like as you wait quietly before the Lord. This is, I'm imagining this bit now. You didn't quite say this. But you know when you're sitting quietly before the Lord, sometimes you just feel that wind come, don't you? That little wave, that little touch of the Holy Spirit. And what happened was that exactly the same moment, they both laughed in the Spirit, just as the Holy Spirit began to move. And he said to him, "See? You're as baptized in the Spirit as I am. You're as filled with the Spirit as I am." So maybe we should add laughing to one of the gifts of the Spirit. Maybe we should. And we know that laughing is good medicine, don't we? And Bob and Debbie Gass wrote this in 2020, this little summary. It's they put it well. They just said, "Experts confirm that laughter boosts your immune system. It enhances your memory." Because I need that. "And learning abilities. It relieves tension, slows your pulse rate and blood pressure, releases endorphins that reduce pain, decreases anxiety and stress. Furthermore, the effect lasts for 8 to 12 hours. It promotes emotional healing. And best of all, it's fun." Amen. So the joy of, I mean, we can, as I said before, enjoy laughter in many settings. But that time when it is an exuberance of joy and joy in the Lord is wonderful. And I came across this little verse. You've probably seen it again in Luke. Luke 10:21, "In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth,'" that, and we don't need the other bits. But we could read that in 2D easily, just flat. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. But then we could think, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Can you imagine the depth that might be, rejoicing in the Spirit? I imagine him just dancing gently before the Lord, you know, in real joy in the Holy Spirit before the Lord, you know. Yeah, let your imagination run away with you there, and so on. So it's glorious. Joy in the Holy Spirit is just wonderful. Now let's look at another scripture that you're probably well aware of as well. Psalm 126, just the first three verses, or the whole psalm is good, of course. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Now, our fortunes have been restored, haven't they? If we've come into salvation, then our fortunes have been restored. Hallelujah. So we can be like those who dream. We can imagine what it was like when Jesus rejoiced. We can allow ourselves to think like that, what heaven will be like. And then it says, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy, exuberance of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Imagine the sorts of questions that people might ask if we were exuberant in joy in their presence and laughing because of the joy and the fact that God has restored our fortunes and all that he has done for us. That we've been released from captivity, set free. What a great cause of joy. What should we laugh about, and when should we laugh? I think I've given a few clues of that. What should we laugh about? Well, I've got here written down, not at other people. Okay. With them, but not other people. The trouble is, there are occasions, aren't there, where it's very difficult not to. My dear mother had a great sense of humour. Great sense of humour. And there was one occasion when she and my dad were on a journey somewhere in the car, and they pulled into a lay-by and to stop just for a break and a cup of tea. They had the flask out and all the rest of it. And so they were just sitting there quite happily having their cup of tea. And another car comes in and pulls in front of them, obviously with the same intention. Couple in the car, and the guy who's driving gets out of the car and stretches, having forgotten that while he was driving, he'd loosened his trousers. And so gravity had its full effect, of course. Now, yet nothing on earth would have stopped my mother laughing at that. And so there are occasions, aren't there, where actually laughing, not maliciously, but in enjoyment, can be okay. The other thing that's good... source of humour, of course, is ourselves. They say that, don't they? If you can laugh at yourself, you never run out of something to laugh at. And, you know, that's really true, you know, isn't it? You know, I laugh every time I go to the pantry looking for the milk instead of the fridge. You know, it's just, I have to laugh at myself, you know, when I'm going to the wrong things, doing the wrong things. And if we can do it, learn to do it. It's something which gets us well on our way to maturity, personal maturity, and freedom as well. A healthy personality, if we can do it. Laughter is a great cure for incidents and things in our lives that we need help with. And it's certainly more bearable and beautiful with it. So when should we pray? Well, now's a good time, you know, whenever. Really, especially when we're rejoicing in the Spirit and we're full of an exuberance of joy. Hallelujah. How to finish? Okay, I've got two options here. One, I could be very spiritual and pray. The second is I could get you all to do something very silly. Okay, perhaps we'll do both. Okay, if you're able... I don't need these ones on now. Let's change them back. If you're able, and then with your right leg, with your foot, do circles clockwise. Yeah? Keep that going. And then with your left arm, put your left arm out and draw a six and keep them both going at the same. Now, is anybody able to do it properly? Without cheating. Yeah? A proper six. Not a circle, a six. Okay. Yeah, you can stop now. Not too much of a good thing, do you? Let's just pray. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. That, Father, you're not a gloomy God. I'm just so glad of that. Father, even though you look at the world in horror, in a way, Lord, at some of the things that go on, Lord, yet you are above all of that. Father, you know, Lord, that you are supreme. And Father, we just want to thank you that, Lord, we can rest in you. We thank you for our salvation, Father. We thank you that salvation means you bring us into a new place, Lord. And Father, a place where there is life in the Holy Spirit, Lord. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would increasingly fill us with joy. Even as the days are darker, may we be filled with joy, an exuberance of joy, which finds expression in laughter and just smiles, great big smiles, Father. Lord, we ask you for this grace in these days, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you all. Thank you for listening.